What happens to civilizations when they go into gridlock and they become unable to solve their most complex and most dangerous problems? The best example that we have is going back to the Mayan civilization, although I took a lot of time to look at the Romans, the Byzantine Empire, the Ming Dynasty, the collapse of the Khmer in what is now known as Cambodia. And it seems that there is a pattern that follows every civilization. Once they hit a point of gridlock, they begin relying almost exclusively on beliefs rather than knowledge to solve their most dangerous problems. Now, one of the things that we know now as modern man about our human organism is that since the beginning of time, we are a species that needs both belief and knowledge. We have to pursue fact. This is something that we do very well as a biological organism. But we also enjoy the comfort and the meaning that comes from beliefs. Now, what are beliefs? Beliefs are unproven thoughts and ideas that we have about the universe. And many scientific discoveries start with beliefs. We have to imagine if this were true, and then we go and design experiments to go find out if it's true. And at the point at which we can prove something, it then becomes fact and knowledge. But proving something is a very pricey exercise for the brain. It's different than beliefs. Beliefs are easy, you just believe them. But in order to prove something and process it and analyze it and then make it useful to the brain, that's much more pricey. So as a world becomes more and more complex and it becomes difficult to acquire knowledge, we have no choice but to rely on the only other thing we have, which are beliefs. The best example, again, are the Mayans. The truth is that they knew about drought conditions for over 3,000 years, and it's what caused the society to build amazing reservoirs and public waterwork systems that were just unprecedented for any civilization during that time. But as drought conditions began to worsen and led to disease, civil war, food shortages, and many other conditions which eventually caused the Mayan civilization to disappear, we know that they began abandoning any possibility of solving their problems using practical measures. And in fact, they stepped up human sacrifice and bloodletting to the point of sacrificing women and small infants. The worse the drought conditions got, the more convinced they became that man-made solutions were not going to work, and they abandoned them altogether. And in every society, we find that certain belief systems overtake the pursuit of knowledge and fact. And when that begins happening, collapse is not far behind.